5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The evidence is gone, but the nightmare continues. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Richard Allen's fate hanging in the balance as we're recording this piece right now. He's accused, of course, being of the Delphi murderer category. We'll see if a jury believes that, as that is where it's sitting right now in their hands. They may already have the verdict by the time you're watching this. Joining me to discuss the case itself and how it's all played out up until its final moments, Eric Faddis, defense attorney and former prosecutor. Let's just kind of do the overview. Both sides have had a chance to now close their arguments, give it over to the jury. Let's start out here by talking about the prosecution of Mr. Richard Allen in this case, from what we knew before going into court to what we know now. How is it read out to you?
It's a bit lackluster to me, especially when you consider some of the bluster pretrial where they're talking about, oh gosh, we have 60 plus confessions. That's a slam dunk, right? Well, when we start to hear about the circumstance of the confessions, the timeline of the confessions, and with that, the questions that raises about the reliability of the confessions, I think that is a less strong case. And even when I was talking with Nancy Grace, and she is pretty pro-prosecution, she saw the holes there too. And so if I was the prosecution, I'd be a little worried.
The prosecution came out with a lot of interesting pieces of evidence. They did, in fact, eventually play some of the audio from Richard Allen and video from behind bars. We've not heard it in the public, but people who have been there have relayed, of course, their accounts of it. They also played video of early interrogations, of early phone calls, of early interactions with Richard Allen. And from everything I've heard from anybody who has been in that courtroom, they sounded quite different from a alert, concerned Richard Allen to a very almost, you know, just robotic Richard Allen saying, I did it. I did it. Not, I didn't do this. I mean, and of course, the story changes from I had nothing to do with this to I did it. Tell everybody I did it. Just, you know, did the prosecution go too far? Did they play too much? They had a lot of evidence, but is that in fact going to kill their case because they're showing every side of Richard Allen here, including a psychotic one?
Well, you know, jurors are pretty smart and they're pretty perceptive. And so if you're showing two sides of the same person that are visibly contrastable, like you can see the visible differences in his mental state in the early interviews as compared to the later confession statements. I just think that a juror is going to put that together and say, hey, something is different between these two things. Did Richard Allen have a come to God moment and want to get something off his chest? Maybe that's what the prosecution is going to argue. But I think that there are some things in terms of how the confessions came out and the circumstances of them later that the jurors are really going to raise some eyebrows about.
You know, people do sometimes feign mental illness or what have you when they're behind bars. So it can be looked at as, well, they're crazy. There's something wrong with them. But the extremes to which Richard Allen went to, and including their own expert that they brought in, said he's not feigning this. I mean, he's literally eating his own feces. He's eating the Bible. He's running his head into a wall, all while intermittently saying, I did this in a monotone voice and being, you know, basically held captive with no sense of anything on the outside and basically tortured by guards saying and taunting him while he's away. It's kind of understandable why he was in the state that he was. Do you think everybody is going to believe in that jury box that, yeah, he was in fact, he went psychotic because of what they were dealing with and what they were putting him through?
You know, it's tough. Anytime you have a confession that is so hard to overcome, even if it's under questionable circumstance, because, you know, the conventional thinking is, why would a person ever admit to something horribly heinous they didn't do? But when you talk about him being in solitary confinement for a long time, when you talk about him being feeling railroaded, feeling hopeless, feeling like, what else can I possibly do? It starts to make sense. Like, hey, I'm going to tell these people what I think they want to hear. Mm-hmm. Especially as my own mental health is visibly eroding. And so what does that confession really mean at that point?
Yeah. I want to talk about some of the evidence as well that the prosecution brought up. I'm very interested in how they're qualifying some of this evidence, specifically the state trooper that confirms the voice matched Allen. Now, that's his testimony. The voice matched Allen. Is that all it is? Is it just him going up there going, I listened to it. I think the voice matched Allen. We didn't hear anything else, as far as I'm aware, that there was like any sort of technology used to actually verify this. Anybody can just say, yeah, I think this is the guy. That's not any sort of verifiable proof. It's a guy making a claim. But that seems to be what they're sitting on, that it matches Allen's voice in a very inaudible way.
Yeah, I mean, it would be so much more compelling if they did some kind of like audio analysis and they said, hey, here are the pitches of Richard Allen's voice. Typically, you know, you could even do like an AI analysis of his interviews and say, hey, here's the ranges within which he speaks. Here's sort of his cadence. And is the audio from that video consistent with that? But no, it's just a dude up there saying, yeah, it kind of sounds like him.
And that's what amazes me. And that's just kind of like what they're resting on. I've never seen it where it's like this guy, and they're using it in a very technical way, though. It's a voice match. No, it's not. It's someone's opinion. It's a guess. There's nothing that says that. The ballistics is the other thing, and that's being argued on both sides. Of course, the prosecution saying, yeah, look at this. This unspent round really matches Allen's Sig Sauer pistol. The problem with that is it's not a very complete science. Could have been in another gun and, you know, matched that too pretty accurately if it's the same type of gun. How strong do you think that is playing to the jury and the fact that the jury now knows that that bullet was there after you had 30, 40 officers trampling through the place and then, oh, they found it then?
Oh, yeah. And you know, this type of ballistics analysis has never been that compelling to me, especially when you hear it in court. It's really a person getting up there and saying, hey, like some marks on the back of this bullet look like what I might expect them to look like from this gun. So mm-hmm. it's got to be from this gun. But that's clearly there's some holes there. And I am not at all persuaded by the ballistics analysis in this case.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of holes, there are just so many holes in the prosecution's case. Were you expecting that they were going to have something up their sleeve that we were just sitting here going, they must have. They're being so bold in front of this case and just denying everybody's motion. It was either they have nothing and they really want everything that could possibly show he's innocent not coming to light other than what already is going to be there because our case is so weak, or they have something really amazing. It feels like it was the latter.
Yeah, you know, I really expected, especially in this type of an intimate, gruesome murder where there's a stabbing, you would expect some kind of DNA forensics. You would expect that if he brutally murdered and stabbed these and slit the throats of these two young girls, there would be some DNA transfer. There would be some hair that would get on to them or some of their hair that would get onto him or some kind of biological connection to what happened. And there is none.
Well, speaking of the hair, that was an interesting point, too. And I think what their explanation was spoke so much to how incompetent this investigation was. You had people just commenting, well, we thought it might be a family member. Everything's up for grabs in a murder investigation. There's no, well, we thought maybe. That just makes sense. No. What the hell is that? Where there was so much of that in this investigation, because they did find some hair on the girls, but they tested it far later. The initial reaction was, yeah, it's just it's family. It's this or that on a body. I mean, what is that? Just inexperience? Is that just, you know, the podunk police department that just doesn't know what the hell they're doing? And they're just trying to do the best they can with what they have, including the limited knowledge and experience they have.
You know, in a high-level murder investigation, you've got to dot your I's and cross your T's, because these are questions that the defense is going to explore if they're good. They're questions the jury is going to have. And so the prosecution, you want to try to answer those questions in advance, anticipate what they're going to be, do the analysis, and have an explanation to give to the jury. Here, they didn't really. It was just kind of like, oh, like we eyeballed some stuff and like, oh, this makes sense to us. So find this guy guilty. That's not enough, man.
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use.
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No